We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. That generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, inspiring viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafut. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Asevna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. And Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Desamparados, Aserí and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hanul District, Channel 52 on Midelhel Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Test Erstream Cable TV. In Chicherlig of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Chagan Dalhe Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midelhel Cable TV. In Darhan Ulf Province, in Darhan, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Sharin Golf Som, Channel 12 on Old Cable TV. In Dorongob Province, in Jamin Ud Som, Channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. And in Sinchan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Sinchan Som of Dorongob Province, Channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gobsumber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undur Som, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghots Cable TV. In Undurhan, Channel 23 on Sambur Company. In Hoft of Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskul Province, Channel 48 on Tla Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, Channel 58 on Tla Cable TV. Channel 26 on Elha Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotor, Channel 21 on Erten Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Junghana of Mandalsom, Channel 24 on Zahlos Cable TV. In Sukbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Seling Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Ursum of Sukhbator Province, Channel 12 on Ocher Cable TV. In Tov Province, in Batsum Bersum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lung Som, Channel 20 on Narun Irten Ur Cable TV. In Jamar Som, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Uvurhangai Province, in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsum of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvun Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, in Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.greatsc.cz, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Bolivian water program will benefit 330 municipalities. In philanthropy news, famed composer and director Baron Andrew Lloyd Webber donates £3.5 million to a London art school. In animal welfare news, a Canadian province works towards strengthening laws to protect our co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 27th, renowned Indian poet Mirza Asadullah Khan Ghalib was born in Agra, India in 1797. He was acclaimed for his poetry in Persian as well as his work in Urdu. His verses, which spoke to Muslims and Hindus alike, assert the omnipotence of God and express the sorrow individuals experience in this fleeting world. Ghalib wrote in three forms, the ghazal or love lyric, moralistic or mystical parable, and qasida or laudatory, melancholic or satiric poems. May profound creative offerings, such as those of Mirza Asadullah Khan Ghalib, continue to inspire people of all faiths to deeply contemplate on the divine nature of our existence.
Flyer News. Giant waves sweep across coastal villages in southern Thailand. On Sunday, December 25th, unusually tall waves arriving from the Gulf of Thailand inundated coastal areas of Champon and Surat Thani provinces, causing panic due to the rarity of such weather in December combined with the highest tides in 30 years. A number of villages were inundated with residents evacuated to safer grounds as hundreds of homes and shops were destroyed or submerged by waves measuring up 5 meters high. Dozens of tourists were said to be stranded on Patak Island, with around 1,000 people affected. Thankfully, no injuries or casualties have been reported, and personnel were dispatched immediately with equipment to help with relief and repairs. With thankfulness for the caring aid of the emergency crews, we are saddened to hear of such calamities in beautiful Thailand. May the affected residents and visitors alike quickly resume the regularity of their daily lives as we pray that humanity's endeavors to more kindly care for the earth help ease such disturbances as these.
severe storms lashed Victoria State in Australia as the effect of Tropical Cyclone Grant began to be felt across the northeast coast, with huge waves shutting down popular beaches on Christmas Day, December 25th. Thunderstorms packed with hail and mini tornadoes swept the southeastern state of Victoria. The city of Melbourne was worst hit, with torrential rains triggering flash flooding across the city and suburbs. A state emergency service volunteers responded to over 2,000 calls for assistance after hailstones the size of cricket balls damaged skylights, windows, and roofs. Over 3,300 people were left without power, and most train services were also disrupted. A number of flights were grounded at Melbourne Airport, while international and domestic flights were diverted to Sydney due to strong winds and lightning. As crews worked to clean up after the storms, neighboring New South Wales braced for storms that were forecast to strike there. Our appreciation, state emergency service volunteers and all personnel, for your swift response and aid. May we strive to restore the balance of the ecosphere through our kinder ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poisoned.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring
right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
Some have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Hãy đâu hòa xuống đời
cháy lực lưỡng vạm vỡ như hùng voi dồn bẹp thân bé nhỏ vào giỏ em rụng rơi không phương gì chăn trở ôi địa ngục
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 393. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Iraqi groups agreed to proposal of peace. In a meeting held on Saturday, December 24th, participants that included representatives of all Iraqi political parties, as well as scholars and tribal leaders, signed an accord proposed by leading cleric Muqtada al-Sadr to help foster the nation's stability following withdrawal of U.S. troops. Known as the Iraqi National Code of Honor, the agreement calls for conflict to be replaced by shared respect among all faiths and ethnic groups. Speaking after the signing, Mr. Sadr's aide, Salah al-Obeidi, stated, "The National Code is a guarantee to maintain peace in all Iraqi provinces. It is the best solution to reject all kinds of violence and to preserve the Iraqi people. Our respectful accolades, Mr. Sadr, and all participants, for your endeavors toward national unity and trust. Wishing you and all the gracious people of Iraq lives of ever-expanding stability, prosperity, and peace."
India to eliminate animal dissection in higher education. The University Grants Commission, a government agency that maintains educational standards across the nation, has announced the phasing out of all animal dissection for experimental purposes at undergraduate and postgraduate levels. In its place will be humane methods such as computerized or virtual dissection, which has already been shown to be less costly and more effective in the teaching of anatomy. Experts have said that such a ban on the cruel and antiquated practice will save the lives of at least 19 million innocent insects and animals every academic year. A big bravo and heaven bless University Grants Commission of India for your kind and righteous decision. May such noble initiatives inspire similarly compassionate actions in societies across the globe, fostering dignity and respect for all our fellow beings.
Save Our Planet, Mass Perishing of Aquatic Birds in Utah, USA. As the most recent in a series of incidents this past year, where tens of thousands of birds and other animals, such as fish, suddenly and often mysteriously died, more than 3,500 of the duck-like aquatic birds, known as eared grebes, recently crash-landed onto a retail store parking lot and adjacent areas in southern Utah, USA. Although approximately 2,000 were rescued, some 1,500 of the birds lost their lives as they collided with the pavement. Teresa Griffin, Wildlife Program Manager for the Utah Department of Wildlife Resource, said that scientists thought that the weather may have created light conditions that caused the pavement to look like water, thus disorienting the birds as they were migrating south toward Mexico's coastal waters. Our sincere thanks, Ms. Griffin, Utah Department of Wildlife Resource colleagues and volunteers, for your efforts to save the lives of thousands of eared grebes amidst this distressing event. May these and all cherished feathered friends be graced with conditions that allow them to travel in safety and ease.
During a February 2011 video conference in the U.S., Supreme Master Ching Hai responded to a question on an alternative explanation for such tragic events and whether they might be intended to convey a message to humanity.
There has been mass dying of animals reported in the United States and other parts of the world during the past few months for the reason not completely explained. Such as the 2 million dead fish in Maryland, USA, 4,000 to 5,000 birds falling from the sky in Arkansas, USA, hundreds of dead birds in Italy, and 40,000 crabs on the beaches of England. A Chinese animal telepathic communicator spoke to one of the birds in Arkansas, USA, who said that they, the animal, had sought permission from God to sacrifice themselves in that way, and that they were doing it to awaken humans to the sad state of the environment. Master, is this true? And has it been impactful?
Yeah, it's true, and it's so sad, so sad. But the impact is not even enough. The human is still asleep in their habitual ways of life. This is a sad thing. Even if they cannot explain why the birds die, the fish die, they're still thinking of something else instead of spiritual way. Instead of asking themselves about their way of life, they'll be blaming on something else. I'm so sorry for these animals. But even then, they die like this is still better than those who are raised in factory farming and die every day slowly, or being harassed or being tortured all their life. And I cannot believe that I am living in this kind of world, that humans are torturing, killing, harassing each other, and then torturing, killing, and harassing animals also. It seems beyond imagination that we as humans, the children of God, can be so blind, to reality, and so suppressing our own compassionate nature that we could even degrade ourselves into doing such kind of things and feeling okay about it. It's not okay at all. We are not civilized. Not civilized enough.
Save Our Planet. As a result of climate change and human activities such as dam building, China's largest desert lake, Hongjianyao, has shrunk by nearly 50% in the past 15 years, with experts saying as of December 23, 2011, that without intervention, the lake could dry up within another decade.
I'm Lady.
Hi, everyone. I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life. We are following a diet of plant-based foods. Today, we'd like to share a safety tip for your canine companion.
During winter months, it is good to be especially careful when walking with your dog friend in areas near frozen ponds or lakes.
Keep your pal on a short leash at those times, as there is the possibility of the ice giving way.
Be safe.
Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
Good governance news, a Bolivian water program will benefit 330 municipalities. Bolivian Minister of Environment and Water, Her Excellency Mabel Mahi, announced that approximately $70 million of a planned $100 million has been allocated by the government to encourage water harvesting in rural areas. The goal of the endeavor is to improve the standard of living and to ensure food security for individuals in these areas. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency, Minister of Environment and Water, Mabel Mahi, and Bolivia, for your care of your precious citizens. May the fine people of your country be graced with peace and plentitude on a balanced ecosphere.
In philanthropy news, Baron Andrew Lloyd Webber donates £3.5 million to support young talent. Through his foundation, the renowned British composer and theatre director is contributing the amount to the Arts Educational Schools London. The institution provides an arts-based education for 11 to 18-year-olds. It has illustrious alumni that include a host of television and theatre stars such as Julie Andrews, Catherine Zeta-Jones, and Martin Clunes. The funds will go toward refurbishing the auditorium, building costume storage facilities, soundproofing studios and editing rooms, as well as improving facilities for students with disabilities. Kudos, Baron Andrew Lloyd Webber, for your generosity. May all youngsters have the opportunity to discover and develop innate creative gifts. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Quebec Government of Canada proposes stronger protection of our co-inhabitants. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. Stay tuned for more brightening news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, balanced news for a stable world. In animal welfare news, a Canadian province works towards strengthening laws to protect our co-inhabitants. Members of the Quebec government have proposed Bill 51, which would increase fines for abuse of animals to as much as $75,000. The new legislation would also give the government the right to shut down a kennel if it is found that the animal friends are not being properly treated. Ms. Joanne Tasse of the Companion Animal Adoption Centers of Quebec expressed her happiness with the proposed legislation, saying, "I think right now we're at a turning point in Quebec, and we have to be leaders now. Our thankfulness, Quebec lawmakers, on your steps to safeguard our beautiful co-inhabitants. May all animal friends flourish in security and happiness, and continue to bless our world with love."
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Moldovan entitled "The Fortune Teller."
O doamnă care era ghicitoare a venit la poliție să facă o reclamație. "Am să depun această cerere, fiindcă sâmbăta viitoare, la ora 18, în fața restaurantului Margareta, din piața Ștefan cel Mare, se va pierde o bicicletă."
And now for our viewers' heartline on Shining World Compassion Award, India's animal rights champion, Maneka Gandhi, on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
God bless, Chris, from Argentina.
Compassionate Chris, thank you for your supportive comment. Indian Vegan Member of Parliament, the Honourable Maneka Gandhi, is untiring in her devoted efforts to enable our animal friends to thrive in safety and dignity. May divine blessings be with you and all the pure souls of Argentina.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your each moment be graced with heavenly benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. During a Christmas message, Northern Ireland's First Minister, Peter Robinson, acknowledges the preciousness of national peace and stability as he reminds fellow citizens that simple acts of kindness, such as checking on elderly neighbors living alone, can help foster harmony among all people.
South Korea-based aid group North Korea Peace launches helium-filled balloons carrying 800 pairs of socks, which can be exchanged for much-needed food, along with messages promoting reunification to neighbors in North Korea.
Celebrating the 60th anniversary of their nation's autonomy, for the first time in 42 years, Libyan dignitaries and members of the public commemorate the occasion with an official ceremony in the capital, Tripoli.
A new book on vegan cooking, The Complete Idiot's Guide, Gluten-Free Vegan Cooking, features 200 tasty recipes that also show how easy it is to prepare baked goods, vegan cheeses, and meatless meats made of plant-based and gluten-free ingredients.
The British Red Cross donates £140,000 in emergency relief aid for people affected by the recent devastating storm in the Philippines, while U.S.-based Habitat for Humanity is also providing hygiene and emergency shelter kits for up to 10,000 families.
With the participation of Algeria, Nigeria, Cameroon, Kenya, and South Africa, the African Union launches the Pan-African University, with each country serving as host for a selected postgraduate specialty in fields that include spatial sciences, energy, climate change, governability, and humanities.
Iran's Red Crescent Society sends an additional 540-ton shipment of humanitarian food aid to Somalia in continued efforts to assist drought-affected residents in the Horn of Africa country.
International animal welfare organization People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, names India's Bollywood actress Hema Malini as 2011 Person of the Year for her commitment to the humane vegetarian diet and her tireless advocacy for animals.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.